Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We're returning to our main story this afternoon. And incidentally, if you want to pay tribute, and I know there's an awful lot of Defence Forces listening and ex-Defence Forces and people right up and down the country who have huge respect for the people who put their lives on the line, literally. And if you want to pay a tribute to Private Sean Rooney, who was killed in the Lebanon, you can do so by email drivetime@rte.ie. And you can send us a text as well, 51551. But a prayer service is being held in St. John the Baptist Church in Killa in County Cork at 7:30 this evening. Trooper Shane Carney's home village, he was wounded in that attack in Lebanon. And in a moment, we'll speak to the parish priest of Killa, Father Tim Hazelwood. But first of all, I'm joined by Defence Forces spokesperson, Commandant Gemma Fagan, for the latest on the deadly attack on the Irish convoy. Commandant Fagan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thank you for having me on this evening. Can I just firstly start by saying, you know, it's an extremely dark day for us here in the Irish Defence Forces. And I heard you intro it there, but it's with deep regret that I can confirm today that we've lost one of our peacekeepers, Private Sean Rooney, in an incident that occurred in Lebanon late last night. And firstly, I would like to offer our thoughts, our condolences, our prayers for Private Rooney's family during this extremely difficult time for them. And as you also mentioned, we have another soldier who is critically injured, Trooper Shane Carney. And again, I'd like to offer our thoughts and prayers with his family this evening at this extremely difficult time. Also then, the unit itself that are still very much out there on the ground and dealing with this incident, we have all the 333 members of the 121st Infantry Battalion that are still currently serving out in Lebanon. We just like to think of them at this really dark and saddening time at the moment for the Defence Forces.
Well said, because they must be going through a really, really difficult, traumatic time themselves, having lost one of their colleagues, Sean Rooney. Can I ask you about Trooper Shane Carney and the latest on his condition, Commandant?
Yeah, well, the latest was Trooper Shane Carney. He received a head injury and he would have been brought to hospital in the town of Sidon this morning, where he underwent immediate surgery for a head injury. He came out of that surgery and he was in intensive care in a critical condition. And since that surgery, the other two members of the convoy as well, they were also injured but in a stable condition. So those three injured parties have now been moved to a UN hospital in the area of Hamoud. So our three injured personnel are in that hospital. They're being looked after by all the supports and services that we have available to us out there. We have a chaplain out on the ground. We have personal support services and teams that deal with crisis management and incident responses and stressful situations like this, that they're going down to offer all their help and assistance to those injured parties at this moment. We also have a senior medical Irish officer in the hospital there with them, ensuring that our personnel are getting all the standard of care, the highest standard of care that they can get at this time, to make sure that our troops are okay.
And Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Byrne was telling me off air that he is of the belief that he would be receiving the best medical care. It's a UN hospital, isn't it, there?
Absolutely. So, and again, with our, as I said, we have a medical team out there ourselves. We have a senior medical Irish officer, a Lieutenant Colonel rank, who will be with them in that hospital too. So they will be getting the absolute best level of care that we can offer them at this time.
Okay. And then in terms of supports for the Rooney and the Carney families, what is the Defence Forces doing in that regard? Because they both families need as much support as possible now.
Absolutely, Ciarán. So we have dispatched liaison officers to both of those families. In fact, to all the families that were involved that had people travelling in the convoy. So at present, Defence Forces personnel are with them and they are looking after them, I suppose. They are dealing with all the needs. Look, there's lots of media queries at the moment. People need, they're trying to talk to them. So our Defence Forces liaison officers are there with them, giving them every support that they can and that we can offer at this time.
We're trying to understand, Commandant, what happened last night and why a UN vehicles would be targeted in that way, and why what happened. I mean, could you piece it together from what you know?
Yeah, so look, there's still pieces of the puzzle missing and we still have information coming in, so I'm not going to speculate on anything. And what I will give you is the facts that I have them at present. Mm-hmm. So what started off as a routine patrol, we would have had two personnel who were granted special leave, and this is very routine. Those two personnel, they would have members of their extended family would have passed away in the last few days. So the battalion commander would have granted these two personnel special leave that they could travel home to Ireland to be with their loved ones to attend the funeral at this time. So this was a routine patrol. Orders would have been given prior to the vehicles leaving camp and a patrol route would have been decided upon. The standard operating procedure is that, you know, vehicles don't travel alone out there. So they go in twos. So two armoured utility vehicles would have been part of this patrol with eight personnel, four people in each car. They would have gone on the patrol route that was decided in the camp prior to leaving. And then when they got to an area known as Al Akbaya, we believe that the convoy got split or separated in some shape or form. The second vehicle suddenly found itself surrounded by a large, aggressive mob in what we would call in the military. They experienced a denial of freedom of movement where they were blocked front and rear from this large, aggressive group. And then the situation just became very volatile and escalated quite quickly with small arms fire. And at that point, we would have lost comms with the patrol. And the next piece of information we have is that our four soldiers were delivered to the hospital in Sidon, where very sadly, we had Private Sean Rooney announced dead on arrival, and one very critical casualty with Trooper Shane Carney, and the other two injured but stable.
And I believe the Army has made a decision to send out a crisis incident response team to Lebanon. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have made a decision to deploy a team on Saturday, consisting of eight personnel. And that team consists of, so we have four members of the PSS, our personal services support team. Like I said, they specialise in these critical incidents, stress management, counselling services.
And who lead that team?
All our personnel that are out there.
Who's going to lead that investigation? Or has that been decided yet?
So the investigation, there'll obviously be three parties involved. We're going to have Lebanese authorities. It obviously happened in their country. We'll also have the United Nations. It was a UN peacekeeping mission. And then there's obviously the Irish involvement as well. So there'll be three parties involved in the investigation. Going out on that party of eight, we also have three military police personnel and a legal officer to all assist as best they can our people on the ground out there. That's our main priority at the moment, is our people.
Can I ask you finally about the repatriation of the remains of Private Sean Rooney? When is that likely to happen?
So we have no confirmed information on that at present. There's obviously processes that have to go, you know, in place when something like this happens. An investigation has to occur. But I can assure you that we at home here in the Irish Defence Forces, we are doing absolutely everything we can. We're working with our colleagues in the Department of Foreign Affairs, and we will get the remains of Private Rooney home as soon as possible to his family and loved ones.
Commandant Gemma Fagan of Oglí na Héireann, thank you very much indeed for joining us and giving us that update on from the Defence Force's point of view. And your texts keep flooding into us now to 51551. An awful lot of people, as I suspected, wanting to be with the family as much as possible and send their respect and love to the family of Sean Rooney and Shane Carney. And I'll come to those in just a second, but I want to go to Father Tim Hazelwood now, who's parish priest of Killa in County Cork. It is the village of Shane Carney. Father Tim Hazelwood, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
The prayer vigil for Shane is at 7:30
half
tonight.
Seven. That's right, 7:30 this evening.
There's going to be a big turnout, Father.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Sorry, we're very upset.
I know. Don't worry.
Sorry.
Take your time. Yeah. There's no rush. Just take a moment there, because I know an awful lot of people are still shocked, even though they heard the news this morning. And
yeah, there's a big crowd expected. It's they're very much part of the community. Shane played hurling for the local club. Paddy's a referee. So it's a big shock.
It's a really big shock, and it's really difficult. And I know there's a burden on everybody in a close-knit community. When something like this happens, you want to be there for the family.
And people will come. As I said, they're very well known and are part of our family.
And they're very much involved in the community, Father.
That's right, yeah. A party referee, and he also is involved in the local hall, the community hall. And Shane plays hurling. This is fanatical hurling country, and he was a lovely hurler, and now his involvement, because this is his second tour of duty, so he missed some championships, but he played this year, and a lovely hurler, had success with his school. He went to St. Coleman's Community School in Middleton, and with the local primary school here.
And at the vigil at 7:30, I'm sure you're going to be reminding the congregation and the community there, Tim, that you're praying for the recovery of Shane Carney, because he's had his surgery.
Absolutely, and that's why the family invite everyone to come, because they said the more prayers, the better chance that Shane has.
People are texting us, Father, simple messages, but really profound messages. Trooper Shane Carney, hang in there. We salute you, says one listener. People are willing him from here to be well. How is the family, Father?
They're struggling. I suppose they're thinking of young Rooney, who died. Shane could have been driving. I think young Rooney was driving the vehicle, and Shane drove sometimes, so they said it could have been him, and it would be different tonight.
Yeah. These are just young
lads. So they're thankful that he's still with us.
Yeah. They're just young men, really.
Yeah. Only a young lad. But please God, I was just listening to the army personnel person there, and they were saying how the care he's getting. So it's a UN hospital. So
yeah. Do you know?
Hopefully, he's getting the best care.
Well, he is getting the best care. That's what we're told here. The very best care.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's hard to know what to say to somebody who's in a situation like this, where their son is so far away from home.
Yeah.
In a critical condition, what do you say? The only thing you can do is come together, isn't that right?
Absolutely, and that's why we wanted it and they wanted it, just to show support and solidarity. But it's going to be difficult for them, but I think it'll be good for them as well. You know, they just want him home.
Can I read some of the texts that people are sending in to us? Tom Taff says, I want to pay tribute to Private Sean Rooney and hope that his colleague makes a full recovery. Eta says, I would like to offer my sympathies to the mother and the family of Private Sean Rooney on his tragic death serving with the UN. A Sligo mother says, we're thinking about all of the members of the Defence Forces. My uncle is only back since November, and my younger brother Adam has been out there last year. It's a tough, tough job. They're all heroes. We're thinking of Sean Rooney and Shane Carney's families and anyone else injured as well. And in they come, Father.
I think it's the fact that for 20 years there's been nothing.
Yeah.
We kind of had that sense of they're safe.
Yeah.
And then this happens, and the reality is that they're never safe. But they're great guys to do it.
Father, pass on our best to the family of Shane Carney.
I will.
But judging by the text line here, everybody would want to be in Killa with them and with Sean Rooney's family as well in Donegal. The very best of luck this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Father Tim Hazelwood, who's a parish priest of Killa in County Cork, and beforehand, Commandant Jimma Fagan of Ogle na Héireann, 51551.